Chapter 4, Comedy Class. The future terrorist wakes up in bed with the goofball kid. The jokes run from bad to worse. And then this voice says, "This is just about the mission. But it's not right. There need to be limits." "Stop whining and focus yourself. We are here to gather intel." She watches him, the squishy comedian dreaming himself, sinking into porno movies of laughter. She tells the voice, "We should finish him right now." "No, not yet." "But he knows." "He doesn't know shit." Later, the goofball kid will wake up, drink expensive coffee, and spend hours on his social media campaign, each click a step into infinity. The goofball and his fantasy self swimming underneath. She finds a card on his desk. It says Bob's Comedy Class. She travels back to the Fleabag Motel, checks in, and waits. The old creep calls. "We've been looking for you to report on your progress." "I was busy. I'm following a lead." "You don't say."
"I don't like your tone."
"Well, tell us about this lead." She slams down the phone and heads out.
"Asshole!"
Bob's Comedy Class is located across the train tracks. There are no more trains. This place looks deserted. A hair salon that burned down and never got repaired. The future terrorist fixes her disguise. The other students sit in a circle by the stage. Nobody talks. Then, Comedy Bob enters. A basic slob in a polo shirt, waving an e-cigarette. Bob makes faces like an old movie, each move calculated, but Bob is not funny. "Hey everybody, so I'm Comedy Bob. Let's not waste time. You all want to be funny, I see it. The desperate passion, or the passionate desperation. But Bob, how do we get to funny?"
"Well, I don't know."
"My God, Bob, don't say that."
"Why not?"
"Bob, we're paying you to know."
"Oh, yes. Well, actually, I do have a formula."
"Really, Bob?"
"Yes.
And formulas are wonderful things. And the formula to be funny is..."
"Are you ready?"
"No, don't take notes." "Okay. Okay, here's the formula. Are you ready?"
"Okay, the formula. Pain times character plus timing to the power of space."
You see, every joke is really just a story. But it must follow a formula. You follow me? Are you following me? Raise your hands if you follow. Okay, so... who will try? And then, right then, this one old guy in suspenders stands up.
"My name's Wayne, and I suck at sports. It's like a curse. But Dad said I had to play sports, so one time I'm up to bat. And I drank too much soda again. Oh no, Wayne, not again. Now I need to pee real bad. And I have to hit that ball. Coach is screaming at me, 'You slam that sucker, Wayne!' And right then, I hit a home run. Oh my God, it's a miracle. Everybody's cheering me. Wayne, Wayne, Wayne. And right then, I pissed myself. Did I get it, Bob? The pain, the sports, and the timing? No, you did not. Sorry, Bob. Comedy Bob points to another student. Please, please, show us comedy. So, hi everybody. I'm Don from Ohio. Louie, Ohio. Well, thing is, for me, I like to touch people's stuff, to covet, to pretend it's mine. Moving around in secret, that's hot. Who knows what's gonna happen if I touch this shirt, or slip on these pants, or if I wear somebody else's shoes all day long. And nobody realizes. Enough! But I wasn't done, Bob. Oh, yes, you were. Then Comedy Bob looks at her, the future terrorist. What's the matter with you? You look mad. Are you mad? The future terrorist just grins. Well then, do something funny. Show us your skills. The future terrorist of the entire world stands facing Bob and the students of comedy. Bob? She's not talking. Bob, what is this? But Comedy Bob doesn't answer. Then he cracks. Laughing louder and more hysterical, slapping himself and howling, and then Comedy Bob flops over and collapses. You killed our teacher! You killed Bob! The ambulance rolls up, and the future terrorist climbs in the back with Bob. Hi, Bob. I know you're wondering what just happened. I was teaching my class, selling my formula, and then this person takes over. She's not even funny. What's happening? I don't know, Bob. This could be the empty gestures. It could mean the end of jokes. Did you hear what I said? Laugh, if you understand, Bob. Bob doesn't move. Bob, when we're babies, the world exists for pleasure. And there's right pleasure and wrong pleasure. Isn't that comedy, Bob? And if you do the wrong pleasure at the right time, that might be funny. Or you might just be in big trouble. Are you following me, Bob? But Bob doesn't move. Okay. Thanks, Bob. The future terrorist goes back to the waiting room. Where's Bob? I think he just retired. We aren't done learning from him. Oh, well, I'll teach you what you need to know. Chapter 5. I'm writing all this down to understand. I didn't invent this.
Stop.
Excuse me? And then she's sitting there, watching me.
I want to know something.
Okay.
Who are you to tell my story?
nobody. I just...
Exactly. You are nobody. And who am I?
The future terrorist?
Right. So it's a big problem, isn't it? Who gets to tell the story? Who owns the details and the fabrication? From now on, you tell my story the way I tell you to. Got it?
Of course.
And in those days, it was dangerous to tell jokes. Or even try. Comedians went underground. People were desperate to release any way they could. Some lost control. Brutality was the norm. Meanwhile, in the Fleabag Motel, our future terrorist rehearsed a new routine. She resolved to suck the oxygen out of every room. These babies needed to know. To waltz and crawl before her. Because shit wasn't funny anymore. But still, she couldn't figure out the formula. What is an empty gesture? How does it work? To create a perfect routine, to cut them all in half.